And good evening, everyone. Welcome to another exciting Saturday Night Wine Stream and another exciting episode of Drink with Rick. I'm Rick, and tonight we are going to try a wine that's organically grown, or it's from organically grown grapes. And I've tried a couple of these in the past, and they were quite good. And I'm going to try another one tonight. I was also a little bit surprised at the price, and we'll talk about that a little bit more as we go along. Now, I want to welcome everyone to the show tonight. It's going to be a very special show tonight. And the Square Guy's in the chat right away with us. The Square Guy says, "Hi, Rick. Happy Halloween tomorrow for you, I suppose." Thank you, that Square Guy. How are you doing this evening? And I missed your stream last week, but last night. It's been a long week, folks, and well, I'll explain it as I go along. But I'm glad you're here. I'm really glad you're here. If you're joining me for the first time or for the 134th time, because this is the 134th episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, this is a stream of consciousness kind of show. I do have some show notes. They're right here with me, as I always have them. But I do not always follow them verbatim. Sometimes I don't follow them much at all because the show is not about me. The show is somewhat about the wine, but the show is really about you and me, us getting together on a Saturday night, kicking back, relaxing with our favorite libation, our favorite snacks, and just getting together and having a great time, just talking. We don't talk about politics and religion on the show. Those are topics that tend to sort of tear people away. We like to chat about things that bring people together, things that that we can find in common, that we can talk about and just have a good time. Just forget the worries of the world for an evening and just have a great time. Now, you can, of course, follow along and join in the chat. We have live chats going on the Facebook page. The Facebook page is Drink with Rick. You can follow along and chat live with me on YouTube. YouTube channel is Drink with Rick. Also on Twitch. Twitch is Drink with Rick, the number one. Drink with Rick, one, all one word. And on Twitter. Twitter is at Drink with Rick. Now, you can also watch live on the website at drinkwithrick.com. Now, I don't have a live chat going there, but I have a comment box. If you click on the post to open up the post for this episode that's running live right now, you'll see a comment box below, and you can type in your comments, and I will respond in kind as I get a chance to do so. It won't be right away like the chats are, but I will respond. We have a couple of YouTube comments, too, that I want to read tonight as well. And I really appreciate those for those following on YouTube and watching later as well. Tonight, we're going to introduce this wine. We're going to open and pour it. We're going to pair it with some food. We're going to toast birthdays, national days. And, you know, we're going to do a special, I have a special memorial toast to do tonight. And I will get into that as we go along. Now, this is kind of an open chat, too, so, you know, jump in and tell me how you're doing. Tell me what you're drinking or what you're not drinking, what you like to be drinking, or what you like to see me drinking, and if I can afford a bottle of it, I'll see if I can try it out and drink it, too. We'll see if we can we can taste it and review it and see how it works. Also, the subscribe page. I almost forgot the podcast version of the show. If you can't watch now or watch later and you can listen, you can go ahead and get the podcast. The podcast is Drink with Rick, of course, and it is available on these fine venues: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, your favorite Android device, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry.com, iHeartRadio, Deezer, Amazon Music, PodcastIndex.org, and by email. If you go to Drink with Rick and go to the subscribe page, drinkwithrick.com, click on the buy email button and put in your email address. Just your email address. And when you do so, you will get the latest episode of Drink with Rick as soon as it drops, and no salesman will call. The email is just for the podcast, nothing else. You can unsubscribe at any time if you want, but please don't, because, you know, I please subscribe. Stay subscribed. Appreciate it. You can also buy me coffee if you want to help support the show, but and that's available on the website too. But there's no obligation to do any of that, please. No obligation to do that. Okay, so let's go back to the chats for just a moment. Let me catch up on the chats. And the Square Guy in on the chat, let me catch up here. It's says, I'm very busy, actually, getting ready for a special Halloween stream this evening, so I'll be here, but might be a bit quiet. I may be joining you after, if I get off of this one, this stream, early enough, maybe I'll pop in and join you for a few minutes. This might be a kind of a short stream tonight, folks, because it's just been a rough week, and I need a little bit of rest. CM Cinder's in the chat. CM Cinder says, I'm here, and I'm glad you're here, CM Cinder. Thanks for being here. And the Square Guy says, I might start a little late for you. Well, we'll see. You know, I'll pop in and see what I can catch. But once again, I don't like to miss that Square Guy streams, because that Square Guy and Darcy, they do Lego streams, and they do some gaming streams, and they do some baking streams, live streams on Twitch. Check them out, that Square Guy on Twitch. He's that Square Guy, and I'm part of that Square Gang, and it's a lot of fun. Check it out. Check out the Square Guy and Darcy on Twitch, please. It's a lot of fun. Trust me, it's a lot of fun. Even if you're not into Legos or gaming or baking videos, who's not into baking videos? I watch a lot of baking videos, a lot of cooking videos. And so does my wife. But we're not going there right now. Maybe we'll talk about that later. All right, let me check Facebook. Facebook is kind of quiet at the moment. But if you're watching on Facebook, please chime in and say hi and tell me how you're doing. And on Twitter, let's see, YouTube. Hi to anyone, everyone watching on YouTube. Appreciate it. Jump in the chat. I'm watching the chats here. Now, the wine. This is the wine that we're going to try tonight. This is the wine we're going to drink. It's called Greenfin. Greenfin. This is a red table wine. It's a red blend. And red table wines typically are not that expensive. They're kind of more budget wines. And they're the kind of wine that you put on the table and you just have ready. You know, usually you'll see them in like a liter or a big liter or a gallon jug or something. Back in the day when I was a kid, my dad would always have one sitting on the table. It was maybe like a Burgundy or something or a blend of some sort. This is a red table wine. It's a 2018 from California. And this is going to be an interesting wine for me to try out because this is made with organic grapes. We'll see how that tastes. We'll see how that tastes. Before we go any further, let me jump back into the chat for just a moment. I see that Dwayne Johnson's in the chat. Dwayne, it's great to see you in the chat. Thank you for being here tonight. And he says, hi, Rick, and right by Akachi. He says, yeah, that Square Guy is pretty cool. 8 out of 10 would recommend. I would say he's 10 out of 10 right there. His stream is a 10 out of 10, 100%. Okay, so back to the wine. This is the Greenfin red table wine. I'm going to read the back of this. It says made with organic grapes all over it, doesn't it? Now, whether it is organically fermented, I don't know, but it's made with organic grapes. So that much we know. Here's the back of the wine, and I'm going to read this to you. Greenfin red table wine. Greenfin is a registered trademark. The Greenfin Red Table Wine is made entirely with organically grown grapes. This ruby purple colored wine has very intense black fruit aromatics, while delivering a full, rich body with a core of blackberries, black cherry, and soft mocha flavors, followed by a silky finish that's long and focused. Savor the flavor of this organically grown red table wine with your favorite meal or by itself. Enjoy! And, looking forward to trying this out based on what it says here. Made with organic grapes. It's just stamped all over this thing, isn't it? It's cellared and bottled by Greenfin Organic Winery in Napa, California. This is a California wine, by the way. And even the label, you notice the label, it is 100% recycled. So there's 12% alcohol ABV, alcohol by volume, in the 750 milliliter bottle. And this is going to be interesting to try. Now, this is one of those bottles that has kind of a more of a flat bottom to it, not a pitted bottle, bottom on the bottle. And that usually means that this doesn't have a real long shelf life. So this is going to be interesting to try this out. So let's go ahead and open the wine so we can get right to the show. And we're 14 minutes in the show already, almost. Let's open it up. I'm going to my foil cutter here. Because, see, the part of the show that I really enjoy is chatting with all of you and just, you know, toasting everything and everybody and just having a great time. So let's get, sooner we get this bottle open, the sooner we can get to toasting and having a good time. So I have my mechanical corkscrew here. And let's pop open that. Now, this is very interesting. The bottle says it's made with organically grown grapes all the way around, but the cork itself, let me show you how this comes out, actually. The cork, very easy, is, well, let's see if I can put it up here. Let me switch over to camera two. Here we go. The cork is synthetic. It's a synthetic cork. It's a fake cork. Synthetic cork. Not that there's anything really wrong with that, as Jerry Seinfeld used to say. But yeah, it's, you would expect an organically grown, or wine with organically grown grapes would have a real cork, and it doesn't. That would explain why this wine seems to be kind of budget-friendly. So I'll explain that in a minute. Because we're going to learn a little bit more about this wine. I have my aerator, my trusty air. Well, it's not so trusty anymore. It's been leaking a lot. But here's my aerator from the Veneto Wine Lover set. And, of course, to pour the grape nectar, or to hold the grape nectar that I'm pouring, I have my trusty Galway Genuine Irish Crystal Glass from Ireland, given to me by my employers at buy2wayradios.com. So we're going to go ahead and pour a little bit of it. Let's see how much this leaks. It's been leaking a lot lately. Let's see if it leaks a little bit here. All right. It's been leaking at the seams sometimes. I still haven't ordered a new one yet. There's been so much going on here. One of these days I will. Okay. So we've got a little bit of wine in here. Let's give it a couple of swirls. Let it open up just a little bit. And we'll set it aside. Interesting. We'll set it aside to let it breathe. Just breathe. And while it is breathing, while it's opening up for a couple of minutes before we take our first taste, let's learn a little bit more about this wine. Now, I hunted around, and believe it or not, remember last week we did this wine. We reviewed this wine that it was called Papillon. And I could not find anything anywhere on this wine, really nothing, and except from winestore-online.com, the wine store, because that's who sold it, and apparently it only came from them. This one, it's the exact opposite. I found information everywhere on the internet. This was all over the place, but I picked out a couple of things that I thought were of interest. I learned a few things about the wine, but I'm not going to go into great detail on some of it because we could be here all night. But I did check Vivino. Vivino has it listed for $9.99. Now, this is what's very interesting about this, and I forgot to bring my receipt up here with me, but I'm going to go by memory. I checked around Wine Searcher, and they didn't really seem to have much in the way of pricing on it, but it is also there, 2018 Greenfin Red Table Wine. They've got it's on their website, too. Also on Cellar Tracker. Cellar Tracker had the wine listed, and it had, it had some more information about it. It had, it's California wine, of course. It doesn't have any food pairings available listed on here, but the wine's there. Apparently, it's a common wine. Now, I purchased this one at Trader Joe's. And when I went to Trader Joe's, and by the way, Vivino gives this 3.6 out of 30 ratings, 3.6 stars, which is not bad. It's pretty decent. So hopefully that's a pretty decent wine. People seem to like the wine okay. There's some good reviews on here. So I'm looking forward to trying this out. Interesting thing, I was shopping in Trader Joe's last week looking for a couple of wines to review for this week. And I did pick up a couple other bottles, and then as I was finishing up, I stopped by and I saw this. And I thought, well, this is interesting. I haven't seen this one before. Interesting thing about it that really caught my eye was, aside from the label and the side that it, from the fact that it's organically made with organically grown grapes all over this thing, it's just all over this bottle, is the price. I picked it up, it was about $4.99, and I thought, wow, that's a couple bucks more than $2 Chuck. So I'm thinking, well, this can't be much, there can't be much to this wine, you know, $4.99. And so I thought, I don't know, but I thought, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a try. Then when I got home and I looked up some information on it, and I thought, this might be an interesting wine to try out. Definitely not a $2 Chuck from what I hear. And it's going for $10 a bottle on the internet. It sounds like this was kind of a special deal from Trader Joe's. I don't know. I don't know if this is a regular price or not. In any case, we're going to go ahead and we're going to taste it now. And we'll give it a whiff first. And right away, yeah, there's some blackberry. There's some blackberry in there. Oh, black cherry. And there are black fruits in here. Maybe a hint of raspberry. And it you know, I would think that it might be a little on the oaky side, but it doesn't smell like it Well, let's give it a taste here. Okay. Sweet on the tongue. There is a hint of sweetness to it. Now, there's not a lot of tannin in this wine. There is some tannin in the wine. It is kind of medium tannin. But it's not really that dry, and I didn't really expect it from this Red Table wine. I kind of figured it might be a little bit sweeter. It is. It's just a hint sweeter. It's not real sweet. Not like some of the sweet reds, it's nothing like some of the sweet whites or anything like that, or the rosés. But there is a definite hint of sweetness on this wine. It doesn't go down all that dry, although some people have said it's kind of a dry wine. I'm not finding that. It tastes a little bit sweeter to me. It is very bold. I'll have to say that. It's a very bold wine. Let me try just a little bit more of this. And it is quite bold. Let's see. Yeah, you know, blackberry, black cherry. And, yeah, there is a hint of mocha in there. There is actually a little more mocha now in the second taste than I tried on the first taste. And it does say something about mocha in this. And, blackberries, black cherry, I'm getting all that in here. I'm getting all those flavors in here. Maybe it's a little on the silky side. I don't know. They're saying it's silky on the label. Oh, no. Probably have to let this open up just a little bit more. Hint of raspberry, I think, too. Yeah. Definitely some mocha in this wine. And some of the reviews were saying it's kind of oaky, but I'm not really getting that. I'm not really tasting oak in any oak in this wine, really, right off the bat. We'll let it open up some more. And see if that changes any. While it's doing that, let me get back to the chat for just a moment. Let's check Facebook. And my lovely wife, Chi, is on Facebook. She says hello and right back at you. And Nancy is on Facebook. And I'm assuming it's Tom and Nancy. But they're on Facebook and they're saying, "We are sad with you." Yeah, and that gets into our memorial service. I'll get into that in just very shortly, because I have a special memorial presentation to do. Let's see what else we got going on here. Let's check Twitch. And let's see. I'm glad you're here, Dwayne. It's good to see you. And that square guy, CM Cinder. CM Cinder says, Tommy is here. Tom Antio's in the chat. Good to see you. He says, hi, Pops. I'm going to stick this clip in the chat again. You got a clip there? If I like it or not. Thanks, CM Cinder. Thanks a lot. I appreciate that. And And Tommy Antio, it's great. And Tommy Antio raided us with a party of, oh, Tommy Antio raided us tonight. Well, thank you. I really, really appreciate that, Tommy Antio. Thank you. It's a much, much appreciated. For those who are not on Twitch and are not familiar with what a raid is, that's when another Twitch streamer, when they're completing their stream, it just kind of shifts over to your stream with all of their viewers. And in Tom Antio's case, he had all of his viewers, and they all moved. They all went into my stream. It was called a raid. We were raiding the stream, and everybody's now entering the stream from his stream, which is very cool. Very cool. And we've had several raids in the past from other Twitch streamers, and they've always been much, much appreciated. Sometimes I don't find out after the fact. I'm learning to pay more attention, because the first couple of times I missed that completely, and I apologize for that. So I'm still getting the hang of some things on Twitch. Because I multi-stream here, so I'm not really concentrating as much on just Twitch alone as I am watching three or four different streams here. Maybe down the road, maybe a fifth one. We'll see. Working on that. It's taking some time, but we'll see. We'll see. I'm still trying to decide whether I really want to stream on that platform or not. But when the time comes, if it happens, I'll announce it. Welcome everyone into the stream, by the way. Thank you very much for being here. Now, let's go back to the wine here, because I want to show you one thing I didn't show you at the very beginning, is what my lovely wife prepared for me. Camera 3 is up. This is what we have to pair with the wine tonight. We have a T-bone, I think this is porterhouse, T-bone or porterhouse steak right here. We had some for dinner. It's really nice. And we have some potatoes, really, really nice new potatoes that, well, they're potatoes that my wife prepared. And we have a couple of cheeses. Now, what I think we have here is the, I think what that is on the side is the unexpected cheddar with Parm, I believe. And because we had some of that last week. And also the Trader Joe's double cream Gouda and some crackers to clear the palate with. So we'll try all of those. In fact, let's go ahead and get into the trying that now, because I want to get into the bulk of the show before it gets too late. All right, so let's go ahead and try it with a piece of the steak, by the way. For starters, we'll try it with the steak and see how that goes. And this is a really nice steak. My wife grilled it on the grill tonight. I had very little to do with grilling tonight, although I did help her a little bit by changing the propane tank when it ran out in the middle of her cooking. If it wasn't for that, we wouldn't have had this nice steak completed. No, I didn't do that much. My wife did all the work. Thank you, Chi. Mm. This is good steak, by the way. Mm. Or a good steak. That goes okay with the steak. Now, I would prefer, myself, I prefer a drier wine, a much drier wine with the steak. This is a little bit on the sweeter end. It's not too sweet, but it's a little bit sweet on the sweeter end. It kind of reminds me of, do we have that up here? No, maybe we don't. Yes. No, it's not that. Not that cab. It was, what was it? I'll think about it later, maybe. I think we have a bottle of it back there somewhere. There was a wine that we tried that was a little bit too sweet for me, that was a red, and I didn't like it as much. I think I got rid of that bottle. I think I tossed the rest of the wine, as a matter of fact. It was not my favorite wine. It was a recommendation from someone a couple of years ago. And it was one of the few recommendations that didn't really work for me. So let's see. Back to camera 3. I'm going to have a little cracker clear the palate with. A little cracker in water to clear the palate with. And I have my water right here. Cracker goes great with this water, by the way. Not reviewing the water. Okay, go back to camera three, and let's try it with the potato. Oh, this should be good. These potatoes were really good, and they were seasoned just right. They were really seasoned well. Which camera am I looking at, by the way? Oh, this one. Pour a little more wine. You sure this is a 750-milliliter bottle? Short bottle. Actually goes pretty well with the potatoes. I like that. I think this would go well with a burger and fries. I think this is a pretty decent burger and fries kind of wine. It's not bad. It reminds me of a couple other wines I've tried sometime back. But I kind of like this one. This one's okay. Not my favorite, but it's still decent. For $5, $4.99, I'm not going to complain. I don't know that I'd spend it's only 12% alcohol by volume. It's been a long week, folks, and not a fun one. Okay, so anyway, I don't know that I paid $10 for this bottle of wine. $5, probably okay. Anyway, I'm going to reserve my final review for the end of the show. In the meantime, let me get back to the chat before we do any more tasting, and let's see what's going on in the chat. And Nancy, Tom, I'm really glad to see you here in the chats, and I really appreciate it. I hope you're both doing very, very well. Let's see. Let me check. Tom Antio says, just one of my viewers had to go to bed. Well, I'm sorry. Is the show that boring? I know your stream is not. You have a good stream. You do a good stream. My stream that boring? I don't know. I had to go to bed. I had to sit around watching Dad drink wine, but I got to go to bed. I'll LOL right along with you. But I really appreciate the efforts, Tom. Thank you very much. And Benny is, are you in the chat? Benny, I know I see you up here. Benny is has commented on the video. Benny's great. It's great that you're here. Even if you are you in the chat, jump in the chat and tell me how you're doing. It's good to see you. I'm glad you're watching the video. Appreciate it. The live stream. And who else is watching but not saying anything? There are people there. Let's get back to this. Okay, let's try this. You know what I have to do? I have to have a little bit of water first. Okay, clear the palate. Yeah. Okay, let's go back to camera three, and let's try it with this is the unexpected cheddar with parm. Unexpected cheddar with parm. Which is kind of expected. All right. Let's try it with this. I don't know about this one. Huh. Okay, I'm going to have to try that again. Now, I think as the wine's opening up a little bit, because they did say it was kind of silky, there's a little tannin in this wine, but it's not a lot. It's not really heavy on the tannin. It is starting to taste a little silky, but I think it's this cheese, because the cheese, being as it is. Now, the parm is the unexpected show with parm. It's a little harder cheese, so it's going to be kind of sharp. But this I think is actually goes down pretty silky overall. Very smooth. The cheese is good, by the way. Let's see. Not bad. I'd say this goes pretty well with that cheese. I kind of like it with that cheese. Okay. Good choice. Good choice for pairing. I'm going to go ahead and try it with some crackers. because I have to clear the palate. Crackers and water again. Always a good combination. Okay, clear the palate one more time. Let's try it. The last item here on the list. So I've eaten everything on this plate so far. Last item on the list, let's go back to camera three, and it is the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. Now, this I would expect to be very creamy. We'll see just how creamy it is with the wine. And I have to pour a little bit more wine. Just a little bit. Moderation. The cheese is good, by the way. Okay, that was weird. Had a very, the mocha, it brought out the mocha taste in the wine a little bit more. Okay, I'm going to have to try that one again. Let's go back to camera three. Let's try another piece of this cheese. This cheese is fresh. So that's, okay, so I tried the cheese. And I said there's a little mocha in this wine. A little mocha taste. But really, let me try it again. Yeah. Yeah. It kind of, the cheese kind of gives a little punch to that mocha taste in the wine, a little bit of mocha in the wine. Interesting. Very interesting. Not a bad pairing. It's just, it was more unexpected than the unexpected. Let me put it that way. The unexpected was expected, but this was not expected. This was unexpected. It's only 12% alcohol by volume, folks. Okay, so I think that does it for the pairing for now. Let's jump right back into the rest of the show. And let's see what's going on Twitch. Kind of quiet at the moment. I think I put everybody, well, Tommy Antio, I think I put everybody asleep, did I not? Let's see. I hope not. Okay, nothing going on YouTube. Kind of quiet everywhere else. Let me check Twitter. No notifications on Twitter that I can see. Let me refresh the page. Looks quiet on Twitter. Gator Boss followed me. Hey, Gator Boss. Thanks for following, for the follow. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. And Seema Cinder says, nah, I'm here. Well, I'm glad you are, because we're going to have a special, memorial toast coming up here very shortly. But before we do that, let's get into the birthdays. And I don't have a lot for birthdays this week. Now, Pete, my cousins, Pete and Denise, are you in the chat right now? Are you? Can you get in the chat? Because I'll tell you what, last week, in our last episode of Drink with Rick on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, I was going through the birthdays, and I thought I had everybody's birthdays, but there is one birthday that I forgot, and I apologize for forgetting that birthday. And then Pete jumped in after the show and said, hey, you forgot Denise's birthday. And I'm saying, oh my, did I forget Denise's birthday? I'm sorry. I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Denise is my cousin Denise. I can't forget her birthday. And I remember Pete's birthday. So let me jump in here and do that. Let's get the fireworks. Cue the fireworks, please. And the first birthday toast that I want to give out for this week is for my cousin Denise. Denise Weiermuller, your birthday was, this was October 22nd, 2021. And I apologize, this is a belated birthday toast, but I want to give you a toast to Denise, my cousin Denise. Happy, happy, belated birthday. And may you have many, 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 many more. And I'll toast you again because, well, it seems like the right thing to do. Happy birthday, Denise. Happy birthday. And that's for my cousin Denise Weiermuller. I have another, you know, there's another birthday I want to toast. Now, I toasted her last week, but I want to toast her again this week because last week it came up on the, it was coming up on yesterday, Friday the 29th, and it was so close to this week, and I figured I'd toast her again. This is for my cousin. Yeah, another cousin. I have two cousins here. I have lots of cousins, but I have another cousin here, really nice person. This is for my cousin Barbara. Barbara, your birthday was yesterday, October 29th, Friday, also on a Friday. Denise's was on the previous Friday. Barbara's was yesterday on this past Friday. Barbara, your birthday is the 29th. I want to say happy, happy birthday to you, and may you have many, 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 many more. And I toasted you last week, too, by the way. But I'm going to toast you. I toasted you again. I'll toast you again. Why not? Happy birthday, Barbara. To my cousin, Barbara Cottrell. I have one more birthday to toast. One more birthday to toast. This is for an old friend of mine. Her birthday is this coming Friday, then the next Friday. This is November 5th, 2021. And this is from my good friend, Patty. Now, Patty and I, we met at the Cinematography Club of Orlando, which became the Association of Cinematic Arts and then later on the Association of Cinematic and Video Arts in Orlando, Florida. This was years ago. Known her for, 40-some-odd years or whatever? And she was we all met, a whole bunch of us first met there. In that club, we were all part of that club, making movies and video or films, videos, things like that. You've seen some of my films. As a matter of fact, Patty has a part in one of my films, one of our films, Space Apes from Ice Planet Alpha. That was our kind of our swan song. It was our first and only feature length feature Super 8 millimeter film. And that was back in the 90s, early 90s, and she had a part in there. She had a scene that she did, and she did it very well. Everybody performed very well in that movie. And one of these days, when I get it done, I'm going to show it. But anyway, Patty, here's to you. Your birthday coming up. Happy, happy birthday, and may you have many, 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 many more. And I'm going to toast you again because I got plenty of wine, and I can. Here's to Patty. Patty Brown, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Okay, I think that does it for the birthdays. Okay, once again, this is what we're drinking. We're drinking the Greenfin made with organic grapes. This is California red wine. It's a red table wine. It kind of tastes like a red table wine, I'll be honest with you. It does. It tastes like a red table wine. I think that's the bottom line on that one. Okay, any other comments in the anybody want to chime in and tell me how your week went? Oh, okay. So Benny's in the chat now and she says, "Hello, hello right back at you, Benny. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad to see you here." And I hope you're doing well. How's everyone doing over there? And I hope you're doing fine. And yeah, please stick around. I tagged Joycey in the chat, my niece Joycey, about Cosmo. We're going to get into that here shortly. Hopefully she'll be able to join us as well. That's coming up, yes. I spent most of the afternoon working on this. Tom Antio says, I'm eating chicken nuggets. Well, good. Are you having cider? Tom Antio, are you having cider with the chicken nuggets? How's that working for you? You should do a pairing and tell me how that goes. The Square Guy, what are you drinking? What are you drinking tonight? Anything special? And also, Dwayne, you drinking anything special tonight? Doing anything? Got anything going here tonight? I hope you're eating, drinking, and being merry. Well, that's the whole object of this. The Square Guy says, I've got a nice hot cup of tea right now. Okay, nothing wrong with that. I love tea. I love a good, nice hot cup of tea. That's great. Do you have your tea with any lemon or any sugar or honey? Personally, I prefer my tea with honey. raw honey whenever possible. Vasquez says, I was craving bubble tea, but this will have to do. You told me about bubble tea, and I have to try that sometime. I have to try that. And Tom Antios says, can't do cider tonight. Got to save it for the Lego Star Wars stream tomorrow. All right, so you're doing a Lego Star Wars stream tomorrow, Tom? I take it that's for the game, right? The Lego Star Wars game. And the Square Guy says, I have mine English style, so just a bit of milk and sugar. I have had it English style with milk and sugar. I kind of like it. It's okay. Normally, I don't put anything in my coffee, like milk and sugar, things like that. But the tea, my mom used to drink it that way. My mother used to drink. Her thing was she used to drink Constant Comment. You're familiar with that one? That's a Bigelow tea, Constant Comment. And I like it too because for a while that's kind of what she had in the house. And I developed a taste for clove because Constant Comment has clove in it. Well, we could do a whole stream on just teas and coffees. I can tell you what, I've done a lot of teas and coffee. And wine and beer. I drink a lot. That's why it's Drink with Rick. You know what? We should do a tea stream one of these times. So anyway, my mother used to drink the Bigelow Constant Comment tea, and I developed a taste for that myself. Now, I used to like clove anyway because I used to have there was a clove gum that was out when I was a kid, and it's still around actually. And I used to like cloves. A lot of people don't like the taste of clove, but I happen to like it. I'm kind of weird that way. I like stuff that a lot of other people don't like. And then I don't like stuff that other people do like. Anyway, so my mom used to have her Constant Comment tea with milk and sugar. That's how she used to drink it. And I tried it. It's not bad. It's pretty good. That's English style with milk and sugar. But I prefer to drink it with nowadays, to drink my tea with honey or plain. Now, I have done the Captain Picard thing and done the Earl Grey tea hot without cream or sugar or anything else, without milk in it. And I think that's how Picard was drinking it, without any sugar or without any sweetener in it. He would just have the Earl Grey tea hot. And otherwise, he could just ask the replicator to put milk and sugar in it, right? But as I recall, he never did. He just is on Star Trek, folks, for those who are not following any of this. Star Trek, the next generation. And also Picard. I've caught a couple of episodes of that. I kind of like that. I like Patrick Stewart, Sir Patrick Stewart. To you and me, Sir Patrick Stewart. I like Sir Patrick Stewart. He's a fine actor. He really is. Okay, so the Square Guy says, I have mine English style, so just a bit of milk and sugar. Tom Antio says, yep, me and Nathan are doing the next session for 100%. So you're gonna finish that out, 100%, huh? For the Lego Star Wars. Tom Antio says, kind of sounds like how boba tea is pronounced. Boba tea, yes. And boba tea, CM Sanders says boba tea and bubble tea are the same thing, Tommy. That's about right. And the Square Guy says, yeah. And Tommy Anio says, oh, that makes sense. Yes, boba tea is bubble tea. Did Boba Fett drink boba tea? Okay, I'm going back to the wine now, okay? back to the wine. Okay, so anyway, Tom Antio says Bubble Fett. Very cool. Very clever. Very clever. Okay, so Chi says happy birthday, Denise. And if Pete, now you know what? If with all the thing that all the ruckus that Pete gave me last week for forgetting Denise's birthday, and I told him I was going to make a point to toast her tonight, and they're not in the chat. Or at least I don't see them in the chat. I don't know. Maybe they'll see it later. Okay. All right, so let's get to the national days. Just a few of those. I'm going to cut down the national days a little bit here tonight. I think there are some obvious ones we all know about, and I'm not going to worry about those. But October 30th, which is today, for another 10 minutes. No, hour and 10 minutes. I promised Chia would keep this short as usual, and so far it's not working. October 30th is National Speak Up for Service Day. Speak Up for Service. Garçon! Garçon! Vino, por favor. Okay. Anyway, I don't know what that means. National Speak Up for Service Day. I don't know. I was just making that up. National Publicist Day. I don't have a publicist. And it's National Candy Corn Day. You know, I like candy corn. I know someone else who likes candy corn. Tom Antio loves candy corn. Now, I'll buy a bag of candy corn and I'll be able to eat. You ever buy candy corn and you think, oh, man, it's been so long since I've had candy corn. I love candy corn. And then you start eating, you get like 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pieces in. And you're like, okay, I'm done with this. And I put the bag away. And it's not that big. 6 or 7 pieces of candy corn, I'm done. Okay. And then the thing sits there in the pantry for, you know, 6 months, and then finally you get around and say, oh, yeah, I remember buying that. It's old now. I'm going to toss it. And then 6 months later, you're like, ah, candy corn. I haven't had that in a long time, at least 6 months. I'll buy some. That's how it works around our house. That's how it works in our neighborhood. Anyway, National Candy Corn Day. I like candy corn. Yeah. Candy Corn Day. It's also October 31st, National Doorbell Day. National Caramel Apple Day. National Knock Knock Jokes Day. And it's National Girl Scout Founders Day. I didn't know the Girl Scouts were lost. Who found the Girl Scouts? Okay. All right, I'm back to drinking the wine now, okay? The jokes are bad. They're getting worse. But it's also National Knock Knock Jokes Day. Knock knock. Who's there? Ida. Ida who? I don't know. I'm going to drink wine. Okay, so knock-knock jokes. Okay, tell you what. Let's do some knock-knock jokes tonight. Knock-knock jokes, enough dad jokes. How about knock-knock jokes? I'm sure you can come up with better ones than me. Put your knock-knock jokes in the chat. I'll read them off. Winner gets a copy of the 500-plus dad joke book, unless you've already won one. If you've already won one, I'll come up with something else. An infinite giving book, because I have the infinite giving book here too. I don't know how many people are into that, but this is a good book too. And it's free. You can't be free, right? So come up with your knock-knock jokes, and then Mods will say, hey, let's see. And if we don't get anybody telling me any knock-knock jokes, then I'm not going to give away anything. But I like to give away stuff. So put your knock-knock jokes in there. And this is an impromptu contest. Impromptu. You know, it's just like off-the-cuff contest, okay? All right, Square Guy, I'm still trying to find a way to get a copy of the 500-plus dad jokes books to you because you won one before, and I want to get one to you. And it looks like I couldn't send it through Amazon. I tried to send it through Amazon. They said I couldn't send. I had the same problem trying to send one of these to England sometime back and to Great Britain, and they wouldn't let me do it. So I'm going to try to find another way to send these joke books out. That Square Guy says, am I missing something here in the chat? Okay. Square Guy says, oh, LOL. He's laughing at Tom Antio's Bubble Fett joke. All right, here we go. Now, I've got enough wine in me. Maybe I can do this. Maybe I can't. I don't know. I'm going to try to do this as best I can. This is going to be a little bit tough. Okay, so we're done with the national days, and I did not put the national day thing up there. to do the National Days tonight. It's okay. I'm going to put up something else tonight. All right, where I'm going with this, and I need more wine because I really need to brace myself for this one. Okay, so for those of you who have been watching the stream for quite a while and know us and have been following along with a lot of the stories and things like that, my son Tommy Antio, his dog Cosmo. And we would talk about Cosmo from time to time. As a matter of fact, I have one of Cosmo's pals right here. And he should be here. This is Roadkill Bill. Yes, Roadkill Bill. Looks like Roadkill. Roadkill Bill, who gives the sage advice, don't drink and drive. Don't run over me. Okay, so that's Roadkill Bill. One of Cosmo's favorite toys, which is not, I mean, he's definitely worse for wear. Can't even sit up anymore. He's Roadkill Bill. Anyway, so we've talked about Cosmo. I've showed you pictures of him in the past and things like that. I think for those of you who know Cosmo, a couple months ago, Cosmo. Suddenly, I mean, just suddenly, this is a happy dog who just loved to play all the time and just run around, always playful, full of energy. A couple months ago, suddenly he started to have these seizures. And we sent him to the vet. They gave us some pills, anti-seizure medication, which worked for a while. And told us that it was very likely that he had a brain tumor. And so this was quite alarming to us. Now, we understand he was an old dog. He's 14 going on 15. So it was not unexpected that, you know, we might have to face this at some point. But we were thinking it would be, you know, like later rather than sooner, and it came too soon for us. And poor Cosmo. We'd take him to the vet for checkups and stuff. And during the course of the last couple of months, she and I have been really caring for him quite a bit. We've been up almost 24/7 caring for this dog. And he was worth it because he was always such a sweet dog and always good to us. So this past week, it just got worse. He was also diagnosed with diabetes, so it was a double whammy for poor Cosmo. He had diabetes and a brain tumor. So it was only a matter of time that the vet gave him, I asked how long he had, and the vet gave him a few weeks, maybe a month. She said, although I could be wrong. And I was kind of hoping she was, but she said, you know, a few weeks, maybe a month. So we made a point to take him because he's Tommy's dog, and Tommy's away at school. He's up at App State in the mountains. And we made a point to take a trip up there to see him and take Cosmo with us so he could – because we had no idea. We had no idea how long Cosmo was going to be with us. So we wanted to make sure that Cosmo and Tommy had a chance to have some time together before, you know, anything happened, which was nice because they spent a really, really nice weekend together. And Cosmo was missing Tommy. You know, Tommy had gone off to school, and Cosmo didn't know where he went or what. He just knew that he didn't come back home with us. So he was kind of moping around for a while because he was really missing Tommy. And I know Tommy misses dog. So he was really happy to see Tommy. They were happy to see each other. They had a nice reunion, and they spent a lot of time together. And that was a couple of weeks ago. That was the weekend that we took off here from the wine stream. And when he got back, he seemed more or less okay, although he was kind of not doing great. And then Tuesday, I was at work. I had to go into the office. Normally, I work from home, but I went to the office on Tuesday to record a podcast for work and take care of some other business at the office in Rock Hill. And she was texting me during the day and say, you know, he's not eating. He's just not doing real well. So we were all concerned. We kind of figured this might be it. So after I got off work, I came straight home, and he was not doing well at all. And the seizure started up again. And so I kind of stayed up with him during the night, more or less. And it was about somewhere between 1:45 and 3:15 in the morning, Cosmo passed away. And it was quite a blow for all of us. And he had been our dog. I mean, he was Tommy's dog, but he was pretty much a member of the family. He had kind of wormed his way into our hearts very early on. He had been our dog for over 12 years, and that was it's been pretty tough. It's been a lot lonelier place without him. This house has been a lot emptier without Cosmo, and he was a very, very special dog. I want to take a moment and let me check the chat one more time before I go into that, but it looks like everything's a little bit on the quiet side. Yeah, Tom Antio says, it's iconic. Is in the chat. It's iconic. It's great to see you. I'm really glad you're here. It's iconic. It's iconic. Said it's iconic. No, he knew Cosmo. Cosmo was an amazing dog, always full of energy. Yes, he was. He was at that. And Tom Antio says he was the sweetest dog. And it's iconic. Says he definitely was. Yeah, he was very, very much the sweetest dog. I'll talk a little bit more about Cosmo in a couple of minutes, but let me go ahead and I put together a little memorial video for him. There's no audio. I'm just going to talk over it. But this is for Cosmo, so you can get to know Cosmo. For those of you who didn't know Cosmo, You can get to know him a little bit and see just what kind of a special dog he was. And this is Cosmo. So Cosmo was born January in 2007. He came to us when he was about 2.5 years old. He was an early birthday present for my son, Tommy Antio. He came with another dog that was in that previous picture named Kramer. Yeah, Cosmo Kramer. Yeah, there's a joke there. But we couldn't keep Kramer. We kept Cosmo. We had to give Kramer away. Cosmo was he just got into our hearts right away. And he really latched on to Tommy. He and Tommy became fast friends. Bosom buddies Cosmo's entire life. They're very, very close. They went everywhere together. They did everything together. Talk about a boy and his dog. That was Cosmo. Always stuck by Tommy. And when Tommy would go away to school or something, Cosmo would just patiently wait for him. He'd get upset and he'd wait for Tommy to return. And when Tommy would return, he'd be so happy and couldn't wait to play with Tommy again. You know, just be with Tommy. He just wanted to be with Tommy and everybody. And he was Tommy's dog. He loved to travel. Cosmo loved to go for rides. He loved to travel. And we took him with us whenever we could. Sometimes we couldn't, but most of the time, we'd go out of our way to make sure Cosmo went with us traveling. And he went to a lot of places. He had some buddies. He had friends. And yeah, we celebrated his birthdays when we could. He made a friend out of me. We were friends. And but he was especially Tommy's dog, and Tommy took real good care of Cosmo. He took very good care of Cosmo. He even put him in some of his videos. We had him in some of our videos, and Cosmo, one of them in particular, Cosmo's not fond of doing, but And Tommy and Cosmo used to play all the time. I mean, Cosmo loved to play. This is a dog who just loved to play in his heart. And when he'd meet a new friend, that was his way of just saying, hey, you're my friend. It's to just drop a ball or drop a toy and say, hey, play with me. That was his way of accepting you as a friend. And he chased rabbits, but he chased them to be a friend, be friends. This is when we took Tommy, or took Cosmo. We took Cosmo up to Boone to see Tommy for the last time. And this is when he, last few weeks of his life, the last week of his life, he made one more new friend. And this was in the backyard. He found a deer in our backyard, and the deer, he kind of connected a little bit, and that was Cosmo, and that was the last friend he ever made. Cosmo, he passed away on October 27th, 2021. That was Cosmo. Look, Cosmo was a very special dog. If you don't own a pet, if you've never owned a pet, never had one, or dog or cat or something, you might think, well, you know, you're kind of going on and on about a pet. It's a pet. But Cosmo was more than just a pet. I mean, and in fact, most people who have dogs, they are much more than pets. They become part of your family. They become very much a part of your family. And Cosmo was no exception. He was very much a part of our family, loved by all of us. And he left a huge hole in our hearts. I can tell you for a fact that, you know, it's been very difficult. This week has been very, very difficult without him. And I know she's pretty good. I'm terrible at hiding my emotions. I really am. I'm just terrible at hiding my emotions. But she's pretty good about it. I wish I had her strength. I don't. I fall apart too easily on stuff like this. But the thing is, I could tell that it really, really affected Chi a lot. Just a lot of the little things. I think it really, really hurt Chi a lot. She was the quintessential dog mom, and she took real good care of Cosmo. We all did, and I want to say that you know, we're right there with you, Chi. We all feel the pain, and Tommy and Tia, we all feel the pain. Cosmo, you know, the thing about Cosmo is that he contributed a lot more on a daily basis than we really acknowledge most of the time, because he did a lot for our family and for our day-to-day attitudes and moods and things like that. Even if I was in a bad mood, or let's say Tia was not in a great mood, or Chi or Tommy or somebody, he had a way of just coming up to you and just changing it instantly. He could just change your mood instantly, and just because he was such a happy dog, he wanted to come up and play. He just and he could sense it sometimes. If he knew you were not in a good mood, he'd come up with his little tail wagging and just want to make it all better. Not kidding. He was also a pretty good watchdog, and I have to say that he even possibly saved our lives one time. Some years ago, we had a stove fire. We had a stove that would malfunction sometimes. We got rid of it, but we had a stove fire one time, and he alerted us to that in time. He caught on to it right away and started barking and alerted us to the stove fire before it got out of control, out of hand. We were not aware of it. And then he called us to it. He was the early warning system before the smoke alarms went off. The smoke alarms didn't go off because this particular fire did not generate a lot of smoke. So the smoke alarms didn't go off. He went off. He notified us and alerted us. If it wasn't for Cosmo, there would have been some damage. And very possibly, it could have cost lives. I don't know. But we caught it in time, thanks to Cosmo. He was a very good dog that day. He always was a good dog, and he knew it. He was a very good dog, and he always tried his best to be a good dog. That's the other thing. Always trying to please us. Always trying to please us. At this point in time, I would like to raise my glass and give a little toast to Cosmo, because I'll tell you what, no dog deserves to go the way he did. He was, it was very traumatic for me watching him, his last hours, and there was nothing, I just felt so helpless. There was nothing I could do. And, just to watch him go the way I did, and the way he did, I should say. It's going to stick with me for a long, long time. And no dog should have to go the way he did, especially such a good dog like Cosmo. Anyway, here's to Cosmo. Cosmo was such a great dog, and I've never known a dog quite like him, and I probably never will. Here's to Cosmo. I'm going to do another toast because this is a special dog. Special dog to Cosmo. Tom Antio says he was the sweetest dog, and It's Iconic says he definitely was. I hope you guys are doing well. It's Iconic. Yeah, I hope you're doing well too. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it. We're trying. We're hanging on. We're trying to get through this. He says, It's Iconic says those were great photos of him. And CM Cinder says, I think about Cosmo a lot. A Square Guy says, if I had a dollar for every time I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, I tell you. I try to do something poignant and something personal, and I don't want to upset Tommy or anybody else any more than I already have, but no, we're not laughing at Cosmo, okay? That's the wrong button I've hit twice. I think I need a bigger stream deck. These multi-page things are not working for me so well, especially after I've had 12% alcohol by volume. Anyway, Square Guy says, if I had a dollar for every time I pressed the wrong button. Yeah, if I had a nickel for it, I tell you, it'd have to be a dollar. Nickels don't go very far. Neither do dollars these days. Tom Antio says, rest in peace, little buddy. We love you, Cosmo. A Square Guy says, you've got more production values than the vast majority of Twitch. Don't beat yourself up about it. Thank you. You know how to make me feel a lot better there, the Square Guy. I appreciate it very much. It's still a work in progress. Says, sorry to hear about Cosmo. It's so hard to lose a pet. It really is. It's very difficult to lose a pet, especially for one that has stuck with you for 12 years and has been so loyal and faithful as Cosmo was. You know, I'm on the wrong camera again, aren't I? You know, dogs can teach us so much about the way humans should be, the way we should be. And it's funny because of all the animals on the earth, of all the animals that are walking around the earth, a dog is very, very unique. In the sense that they have a lot of these qualities that many humans aspire to have, or many humans are told that they should have, but don't. A dog is the I don't know. It's basically the dog that we had pretty much set the example for the way we should behave towards each other and other people. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if this is making a lot of sense right now, but Dogs typically are loyal. They're trustworthy. They're faithful. They're very quick to forgive. And those are some very important qualities that dogs have. And let's face it, most dogs, I mean, yeah, there's always the exception in the pack, you know, there's always the one dog. But for the most part, dogs in general, they have those qualities, you know, loyal, trustworthy, obedient, faithful. Easy to forgive. They're quick to forgive, I should say. And those are all qualities that we humans should have or should aspire to have. Cosmo, when he would chase rabbits or he would chase a cat or something, it wasn't to chase him because he was mad at him or he wanted to eat him or something. He'd chase after him and then he'd come up to him, he'd wag his tail and he'd want to make a friend out of him. That was Cosmo. He was there to make friends. And that's the kind of dog he was. This was a dog with a pure heart, a really sweet heart. He wanted to make a friend out of everybody. I don't think Cosmo ever met a person or animal that he didn't want to like. Now, there were some that scared him. There were a couple of dogs, one or two in the neighborhood, in fact, that intimidated him a bit. But for the most part, he did his best to try to make friends with everybody, and everybody loved him. Everybody loved him. I remember, you know, whenever we'd go out and we'd have Cosmo with us, other dogs would want to wag their tails and meet him. And little kids would walk up and go, "Oh, can I pet your dog? He's so cute." You know, everybody loved Cosmo. We all did. And the thing is, Cosmo returned that. He loved everybody unconditionally. It was an unconditional love for him. And that's so hard. That's something that humans have not learned. As long as humans have been on this planet, and there are some exceptions with human beings, but for the most part, what have we been doing? We've been at each other's throats, and you know, all the hate and the discord and the. I'm not talking about the platform. I'm talking about discord with humans. Okay, all of the bickering and the fighting and the fussing and just all the animosity between humans. And here's a little dog who just set the example of how he's a dog. He's not even a human. He's a dog. And he's setting the example for how us humans should be. Now, how can that be that the human, which is supposed to be the top of the food chain, a top of the animal, he's supposed to be the master of all the domain of animals, whatever. The human's supposed to be the top dog, so to speak, on this planet. Supposed to be so unique and so smart, so intellectual, so intelligent. And yet humans can't even embrace the simple niceties, the simple amenities, the simple niceties, the simple congeniality that a little dog has. I would say that's pretty embarrassing to people. A little dog that can teach people, and he's not the only one. I meet little dogs. I meet dogs all the time that are so friendly and so helpful and so nice and that just want to be friends and play and stuff like that. Dogs in general can teach humans so much. The problem is that most humans aren't even listening. They aren't even paying attention to what the dog is trying to teach them. And it's amazing that a lower life form, if you will, has more sense, more common sense, and more sense to life than the average person on the street. Isn't that terrible? I'm going on a rant. Okay, I'm going along and I'm going on a rant. I'm sorry. But I've been doing a lot of thinking since Cosmo passed earlier this week, and I've been missing him terribly. I've been doing a lot of thinking about this. A lot of thinking. And it just bothers me how we can just be at each other's throats as a society, as a race of the human race, and here are some animals that get along. They could teach us so much if we would only pay attention and listen. We need to emulate the animals, those animals more. And I would say. They say that all dogs go to heaven. Well, I don't know about that, but I would certainly say that they would probably have a better chance of that than a lot of us, right? Don't you think? I don't know. So, Seam Center says, rest in peace, Cosmo. It's Iconic says, I hope he's up there playing with BB. I know how it feels. Yeah, It's Iconic lost his dog BB. That's true, not too long ago. Yeah, he knows very well how it feels. Tomantio says, I know BB and Cosmo are at peace now. And they are. Well, I think that's going to pretty much do it for tonight. I got to end it a little bit earlier because I'm messing up on the buttons. I've had enough of this, I'm sure. Well, one more. Okay, now I've had enough. I think Roadkill Bill would agree with me that I've had enough. All right. I do have a couple of things. Just want to remind everybody that hurricane season is here until November 30th. It's going to be November 30th pretty soon, but not soon enough because sometimes the worst storms, I'm on the wrong camera again, sometimes the worst storms are the ones that happen just before the end of hurricane season. Like we've had a few really monster storms in the past around the end of November. In the past. So don't let your guard down just because it's getting cooler now. The weather's letting up just a little bit. It's still hurricane season, and it's always the season for bad weather or for earthquakes or tornadoes or anything like that. And you just never know when some emergency is going to happen. So it's important to have a weather radio, like the one I have here, the ER310. And these are actually a pretty hot commodity. They're a hot item because we're having trouble keeping them in stock at BuyTwoWayRadios.com. But just to let you know that we have other weather radios. It's not the only weather radio we have. We have a lot of different weather radios at BuyTwoWayRadios.com. We have... Let me put these up. Emergency weather radio. So we have the Midland HH50B, the pocket weather radio. That's pretty good. A lot of Midland radios. Midland WR120, which is one that we have downstairs. EX37VP, that's another good. That's a weather radio. And a walkie-talkie, set of walkie-talkies. They come in a set. And the ER310, there's an ER210. Motorola has one, that's a T480, and the Midland WR400, that's the deluxe version of the one that we have downstairs, and the Midland XT511, which I've shown you before because I have one here in my studio as well. All of these are available at BuyTwoWayRadios.com. Now, if you use the promo code WINESHOW, that's WINESHOW, WINESHOW at checkout, you can save 5% off your order. And you can save 5% off any of the radios that we have. And we have all kinds of radios, business radios. We have FRS, GMRS radios, CB, airband, marine radios, MERS radios, scanners, as well as the weather radios. All kinds of weather radios, or kinds of radios, I should say, at buytwowayradios.com. So the thing to do is to go get an emergency kit together. Go to ready.gov, R-E-A-D-Y.gov, it's a government website. They have a listing of things and items you can put in your emergency kit. Get an emergency kit together. Get some radios and use the promo code WINESHOW at checkout and you save 5% off the entire order and that includes its accessories as well. Now, for the disclaimer, I work for Buy Two Way Radios. I am the product manager for the company. I don't make any money doing this, okay? This is not a paid endorsement. I'm only doing this because they gave me a promo code to give to you, the viewer and the listener, but I don't make any extra money. I get paid for doing my day job. That's it, okay? I don't get paid for doing this. Trust me, I don't get paid for doing any of this. This is all coming out of my pocket, okay? Out of my own pocket. So I'm not making any money doing this wine stream. It's just something I'm doing for fun and with you. But like I said, the promo code's for you. So if you take advantage of it, please take advantage of it. You'll thank me later. Okay, but that's pretty much what I've got. Now, this is the final review for the show, for this wine. This is what we've been drinking. Once again, it's a Greenfin red table wine, and it does taste like a red table wine. This is a 2018. It's a California wine, California grapes. This is a red blend. I have no idea what's in this blend. I really have no idea what's in it. They don't tell you what's in it. It's just a red table wine, which means it could be a blend of 2, 3, 4 different grapes. It could be a bunch of different grapes in this wine. We do know that it's made with organic grapes, because that's what it stamped all over this bottle, is made with organic grapes front and back. It says organic grapes, made with organic grapes front and back. Other than that, I don't know if it is organically fermented or processed or bottled. I don't know. But it's made with organic grapes, I guess, and that's a start. 12% alcohol by volume, which is actually fairly low when you consider it. I'm going to tell you, it went pretty well. It went okay with the meat. It's the wine is kind of on the sweet side. It's not a real dry wine. There are some tannin in it, but not a whole lot. Blackberry, I was getting blackberry, black cherry, a lot of black fruit in the wine, and mocha, a lot of mocha, and which actually became more pronounced as I started eating some of the cheeses, like in particular the Trader Joe's Double Cream Gouda. It went okay with the Double Cream Gouda. It went pretty well with the Unexpected Cheddar with Parm. Actually, it went pretty well with that, and it did okay with the potatoes. I think this is a really, actually, it went really well with the potatoes. So I think this is kind of a wine you could have with chips and French fries and things like that. Baked potato, maybe. I think this is a good wine that would go pretty well with that. Overall, $9.99 is what it goes for on the internet. $5.99 or $4.99 is what I pay for it at Trader Joe's. I don't think I paid $10 a bottle for this wine, but I could see myself paying $5 a bottle for it. I don't know if I'm going to buy another bottle of this anytime soon, because there's so many other wines around that price range that I do like, that I kind of prefer, but it's okay. It's okay. Not great. Not fantastic, but it's okay. And that's my final review for the night. All right, I want to say before we go, let me check the chat one more time. Check Facebook. And Ed is on Facebook. Ed arriving at the finish line. There's Ed. So good to see you, my good friend Ed. Ed Anthony and I worked together at Disney way back when. He's been a lifelong friend many, many years. Good guy, great guy. And Ed, thanks for being here in the chat tonight, or at least, you know, better late than never, right? And you can always go catch the memorial to Cosmo the dog later on if you want. And I, after I edit all the flubs I made. But anyway, I want to thank everybody for being here with me tonight. Well, my lovely wife, Chi, is also, as always, thank you for the nice, really nice foods that we had to pair it with tonight. Nancy and Tom, thank you for being here. They said we're sad with you, and it is much, much appreciated. Thank you. And Benny, thank you for being in the chat. And Ed, thank you for being here also. And everyone who is watching on YouTube, you know what I did? Oh, I almost forgot YouTube. I almost forgot a couple things. YouTube, I had a couple of comments. I had a comment on the Ercole Barbera del Monferrato 2019, the red wine from Italy. That's the one that comes in the whole liter bottle, the full liter bottle, not 750 milliliters, but a full liter. It was really good wine. I really enjoy that wine. I've got a comment here from Gel Dog, and Gel Dog says, drink this stuff with a passion. Can't get enough. Goes amazing with pasta or pizza. And that's from Gel Dog. He's absolutely correct that it does. I mean, I bought another bottle after I reviewed that one. I really liked that one so much. I bought another bottle of it and had it with some pasta. And it was very, very good. It paired really well with the pasta. I was really impressed with it. I like that Ercole Barbera wine. So, Gel Dog, I really appreciate your feedback, your comment on that. Yes, absolutely correct. It's really good. Very good stuff. Very good wine. And I got another comment from, this was on the Tentadora 2017 Malbec tasting review that we did back in July. And this is from Yadogami. Yadogami says, great tips. Was not sure what to pair my wine. Thank you for the advice. And that's from Yadogami. And I appreciate it. I appreciate the comments and I appreciate the feedback on it. I'm glad I was able to help you out with the pairing. Once again, I'm not a sommelier. I'm not a super trained palate. I don't have a super trained palate or tongue. I'm an everyman that likes to drink wine, but I know what I like and I don't know what I don't like. Like 99.9% of us are, and I do like to try these wines and pair it with foods in an everyman kind of situation. And that's what we do here. And a lot of people, actually I have had a number of people come up to me and say, hey, you know, that's good pairing and appreciate that. And I appreciate the feedback. I appreciate the comments. You can send your comments to me, good or bad, indifferent, whatever, rick@savoyamedia.com. Let me know what you think of the wines that I've tried and how they pair up with the foods that you've tried. And let me know, because everyone's palate's just a little bit different. And let's see, also on Twitch, I want to thank everybody on Twitch. You joined me tonight as well. I want to thank that Square Guy for being here with me, and CM Cinder, and Tom Antio, and Dwayne Johnson, and who else was in here with me here? It's Iconic was in here. I see you, It's Iconic, and I appreciate you so much, you being here, and everyone else who joined me and watched and didn't jump into the chat. Thank you. Thank you so much for being here. It is much, much appreciated. I do appreciate each and every one of you. That's what the show's about. Once again, it's not about me. It's about us. It's about us getting together. Any final thing, any notifications on? And thanks, Gator Boss, for following us on Twitter as well, by the way. Thank you very much. Next week, we'll see what happens next week. But for now, I think it's time for me to retire for the evening, and I'll see if I can pop by that Square Guy's stream for a little bit if I can. I it just kind of depends. Like I said, it's been a pretty rough week, losing Cosmo and just all the things we've had to deal with to take care of that. And I'm not going to go into great detail because it was not pleasant, but. I'm going to call it a night now. Anyway, once again, thank you for being here with me. I do want to remind everyone, please, please do not drink and drive. Drink in the comfort of your home, your apartment, your hotel room, your dwelling, whatever, wherever you are. Drink there. Stay put. Call if you have to move. Call an Uber. Call a Lyft. Call a cab. If you have to go anywhere, do not drink and drive. Take it from Roadkill Bill. He knows. Yeah, exactly. That's right. Don't drink and drive. Do not text and drive, because it's also dangerous. Because I want you to have a great week. But most of all, I want you to have a safe week. So we can all get together next week on the Saturday Night Wine Stream, and we can all get together and drink with Rick. Good night.